Please turn your Bibles this morning to the little book of Jude. Little book of Jude, just before Revelation in the Bible. We're looking at a wonderful passage of Scripture this morning about giving glory to God. And let's read beginning in verse 16. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now, to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank You for Your precious Word. And Lord, help us, Lord, to take this Word and put it in our heart and in our mind, Lord, so that we can live for You and bring You glory in how we live, Lord. And may we be witnesses unto You, Lord, and to others. May we have compassion enough to share the gospel message. For the praise of Your glory, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. See, this is a wonderful book. I challenge you to read through it. It wouldn't take you very long at all. And it's a little letter that is describing how the last days will be and even how it was during that time. And it uses Old Testament examples on how people who have not the Spirit of God, in other words, the tares among the wheat, and how we need to be aware of such and know that they're around. And in the latter days, it'll be worse and worse, the Bible warns us. You see, it even begins that there will be people without the Spirit, it says, here in this passage of Scripture. And that it describes them about complaining, grumblers, walking according to their own lust. And just this morning, before Sunday school, I was talking with some men and how beautiful the weather is today. Isn't it wonderful? And the next few days is supposed to be beautiful weather. And then I made this sarcastic remark. I said, but there'll be someone complain. Even about the beautiful weather that we're having. You know, that's part of being with people, right? And sometimes we all complain a little bit and stuff like that. But people without the Spirit, you cannot please them. And if you try to move a church or a Sunday school class or a group of God's people to appease people without the Spirit, then you have lost sight of the mission of the church. The mission of the church is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and live it before them. But if you try to appease people without the Spirit of God, then we have lost sight, and then we will change the gospel and the grace of Jesus Christ into lasciviousness or lewdness. That's the warning of this letter. You don't want to change who Jesus is, and you don't want to change what grace is if you really want people to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior of all. But we've lost sight, because there will be people without the Spirit of God. The description Paul gives in the latter days in the church, they'll have a form of godliness, but denying the power. What's the power that we have to live the Christian life? Who gives us the authority to share the gospel and all authority and power given to Him and to us through Him? It's the Spirit of God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, of grace and mercy, you're talking to our high priest, Jesus Christ, and you spend time enough to listen to what He has to say. See, it's listening also. So pray. Be a person of prayer, of relationship and fellowship with God through Christ. Number four. But you, keep in the love of God. Verse 21, it says to keep ourselves in the love of God. Pay careful attention to it. Keep yourself. Watch and pray. Keep yourself in the love of God. And when you are in the love of God, it affects you and it affects others around you when you're in the love of God. And when you're in the love of God, you know what? It helps you to relate to others, and it goes on and reads verse 21, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus, or what man can do, then that is not the Spirit of God. Read it in the Gospel of John. The Spirit of God exalts Jesus Christ always. Always. So the question is, matter of fact, just look with me in verse 3 very quickly. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning your common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men. Why are they ungodly? The latter days there'll be a form of godliness. Godly, ungodly men. Why? Who turned the grace of our God into lewdness. And when you change grace, you must also deny Jesus. Grace is nothing that you can earn. But if you think you can earn it, you've done change to Jesus did and what He did on the cross and who He is. Do you have the Spirit of God? The Word of God says that if we will confess and believe in our heart the Lord Jesus, that God raised Him from the dead, and you confess and turn to God in repentance and turn to God through Christ Jesus our Lord, God promises He'll save you. If the Holy Spirit of God is touching your heart this morning and says, you need me, you need me, please do not say no. Turn to Him. Believe in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. God, may we not change for people who have not the Spirit, by how we live, how we worship, how we pass out a bulletin or teach a Sunday school lesson or share the gospel. But God, may we forever give You glory because of what You've done in our lives and what You can do in other people's lives. May we have compassion and care enough to stay with you. In Jesus' name, amen.